The gift that you give your future self isn't just rest, it's clarity. The kind of clarity that only comes when you take time to look back before you look forward. Hello and welcome to From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm your host, Nikki Hutchison, and I'm delighted you're here. Happy Boxing Day. If you're listening to this on the day it drops, then I hope you had a wonderful Christmas and you're somewhere comfortable, maybe with a cup of tea and some leftover mince pies or chocolate. This is pretty much my favourite time of year, that quiet stretch between Christmas and New Year, when everything finally slows down enough for you to be able to think properly. Last week in episode 50, I shared how to protect your Christmas break, the practical steps to take before you switch off so that you can enjoy this time and actually rest. If you haven't listened to that one yet, it's worth going back to. This week, however, is different. It's not about doing, it's about reflecting. Before you start planning out your year ahead, before you set goals and map out strategies, I want to encourage you to pause and look back at the year that is ending. Because if you skip straight to planning without reflecting, then you risk carrying forward habits, patterns, activities, and other things that are not serving you and can end up overlooking some serious wins that deserve celebrating. Reflection isn't about dwelling on the things that went wrong, like a website audit or a wider marketing audit. It's actually about gathering insights and intelligence to prepare for what comes next. And these quiet days are the perfect time for it. Most people jump straight into January with a list of resolutions and goals. New year, clean slate, let's go. But a clean slate isn't always what we need. Sometimes we need to understand what's written on the current slate before we wipe it away. What worked this year? What drained you? What surprised you? These are strategic questions that, if you spend time reflecting on, will make your 2026 planning sharper and more intentional. So here are three reflection questions I'd like to invite you to sit with over the next few days. Not as a formal exercise and definitely not as something that you need to complete by a certain date or deadline, because giving yourself space is a crucial part of the process. But these are simply questions to let your brain mull over while you're resting. Question one, what am I most proud of from 2025? This might sound simple, but it's one that most of us skip over. We're so quick to move on to the next thing that we forget to acknowledge what we've actually achieved. Think about the wins, big or small, the unbelievable client project you landed, the brilliant project you delivered, the boundaries you set, the thing you finally did after putting it off for months, the moment you showed up even when it was hard, the up-leveling you did, the higher price you charged. For me, looking back on 2025, I'm proud that we kept the business running throughout the chaos of living at 8 different addresses. I'm proud of the membership launch we could not have given more energy to, and in December. I'm proud of every podcast episode, every speaking engagement, every mastermind I delivered, and every single result we delivered for our clients. And I'm extremely proud of my programs, Fully Booked Bootcamp and the Charge Mastermind, and the incredible group of business owners I've been working with in those. They inspire me to bring my best strategic advice and transparency about business to every session. So write down your wins. Say them out loud if you need to. Your wins from this year deserve their moment to shine before you start chasing those new ones. Question two, what was harder than it needed to be? This isn't about beating yourself up. It's more about being curious. Where did you make things more complicated than they needed to be? What took more energy than the results justified? Were there systems that didn't work, boundaries you didn't hold, decisions you delayed that cost you later? I can think of a few from my own year. Systems. My brain is not wired to love systems. I really struggle with spaces like ClickUp, Asana, and so on, because they feel like just another place that needs to be checked. And honestly, I forget. But I know that this attitude is holding me back. So I'm going to become, you heard it here first, a systems girly, in 2026. Caveat, as best I can. Quite often things were done last minute because there were moments where I tried to do everything myself instead of asking for support. But the goal here is not to dwell, it is simply to notice, because once we notice a pattern or a behavior, we can choose to do it differently next time. Question three, what surprised me this year? This is my favorite reflection question because it often brings to the surface the most interesting insights. So ask yourself, what happened that you didn't expect? Was there an opportunity that came from nowhere, a strategy that worked even better than you thought it might, a relationship that developed or deepened unexpectedly, a lesson you learned the hard way but you're grateful for now? Surprises tell us something about where our assumptions were wrong. And wrong assumptions, once we've managed to correct them, mean better decisions going forward. Maybe you were surprised by how much you enjoyed a particular type of work. Maybe you were surprised by how little a certain achievement actually mattered to you once you got there. Maybe you were surprised by your own resilience when things got really tough. Whatever surfaced for you this year, it's worth noticing, because your surprises are data. So, and no prizes for guessing what I'm going to say here, go forth and go detective mode. Get curious, do your research. And as you sit with these questions over the next few days, I'd encourage you to capture what comes up without judging it or trying to organize it into a new plan. When a thought lands, simply write it down in a sentence or two in your notebook, or if you absolutely must, in your phone. I'm trying to go screen free for the rest of this year. Here to join me? The point is, don't develop these thoughts. Don't turn them into action steps. Just capture each one so that you can come back to it later. This stage is about gathering, not building. That comes later. For now, you're simply collecting the raw material that will inform your planning when you're ready. Some of my very best strategic decisions have come from thoughts that arrived during these quiet days, particularly around messaging and positioning. They're not usually fully formed ideas, but fragments that later have connected into something more meaningful. So trust the process. Your brain knows how to do this. You just need to give it enough space. This is the second part of a 3-episode series that we're running as the year turns from 2025 into 26. Episode 50 was about protecting your rest. This episode, number 51, is about using that rest to reflect. And next week, in episode 52, I'll share how to turn your reflections into action as you sit back down at your desk. I will also be introducing you to Planury, our annual planning session that sets you up for your biggest year yet. So rest, reflect, and then return. That's the sequence. And reflection is the vital link between those. So really, the gift that you give your future self isn't just rest, it's clarity. The kind of clarity that only comes when you take time to look back before you look forward. So enjoy these quiet days. Make the most of them. Chill out and let your brain wander. And trust that the thinking you're doing now, even though it hopefully doesn't feel like work, is some of the most valuable thinking you'll do all year long. For now, I want to thank you for being part of my community this year. I'm so grateful to every single one of you who listens, shares, and sends messages about how this podcast has helped your business. I hope you're having a wonderful and relaxing break and that you have a fantastic, guilt-free New Year's Eve with absolutely no worrying about work. I'll be back again next Friday at 7 a.m. when we start to plan out your best year yet. But for now, take care and keep resting. We'll start marketing again soon enough.